The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And a good Tuesday afternoon from Bill Bunkley. This is the Bill Bunkley Show. Well, we had a little bit of a rebound this afternoon in the stock markets with the big sell-off yesterday. Not surprising that today we had a positive day. Certainly some people moving into the market to reposition themselves with stocks across the board taking such a big hit yesterday. But right now, looks like the Dow Jones Industrials settled out up about 207 points, closing at 25,532 and change. The S&P 500 was up 22.54, closing at 28,34 and change. NASDAQ was up 87.47, closing out at 7,734.49. And for those of you listening on the biz, there's your market update for the afternoon. At one point, it was up a little bit high of 300 points. And, of course, it fluctuates up and down during the day. But certainly the markets are standing by. And we understand from the White House that we should know something definitely on the trade talks in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But we've kind of heard that before. So we'll go ahead and see now that the market today is trying to get back up the ladder based on the big losses of yesterday. So, and again, we'll keep an eye on that. Good to have you with us this afternoon as we are now monitoring on breaking news a tad. We're watching what's happening in the Middle East, more specifically what's happening in Saudi Arabia. We know that Iran has been saber-rattling, that they are going to do some aggressive action in the region. And so it looks like we have 2 to 4 Saudi ships that have been sabotaged. And, of course, rebels in Yemen, which is the very troubled country just south of Saudi Arabia, if you look on the map, and but we now have some ships that have been moving through that very narrow strait, and somebody is committing acts of sabotage. The question is whether it is the folks to the south of Saudi Arabia, or is it the Iranians themselves? We also had reports today, late this morning, that there were drones that disrupted or bombed a pipeline in central Saudi Arabia, and so things are kicking up. The United States is going to have an elevated presence in the region, and we're going to have to see how all of that plays out. Interesting that Mr. Trump's advisor, John Bolton, has gotten a shout out from Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. His advisor lashed out at President Trump today saying that, quote, he, being Trump, will get a war for listening to National Security Advisor John Bolton referring to him as the mustache, quote, unquote. So what's interesting is that now we have a little bit of psychological warfare going on. For it's usually the president who initiates the first round of remarks like Little Marco, referring to Senator Marco Rubio, and he so often will use physical characteristics, and so we now have a shot over the bow from the Iranians about the mustache. So I'm sure that Mr. Trump immediately put his assistants to work to find out who is this guy? Who is this this assistant to Rouhani? And get a picture. Let me see this picture. Who is this guy? So we'll see if later today or somewhere down the road we're going to get some sort of response, typical Trump-esque, as to this this person who is using psychological warfare against the president. But we know that they have an opportunity to continue to target commercial ships. Fortunately, that I don't know if you've noticed, but at least for now, gasoline prices dropped pretty significantly over the last 7 to 10 days. And in fact, at Walmart over on Gun Highway, it just broke below the 350 mark. It's at 349. Don't know what's happening at the Sam's and the Costco venues, which are a few cents cheaper, but going to have relief to at least for a few days. Expect the rates, prices to pop back up when we get about 4 or 5 days this side of the Memorial Day weekend, because we do know that we always get spikes under the law of supply and demand during the holidays, but at least for now. Now, the reason why I say that is that crude oil, more of the Saudi origination over the Middle East, that popped up pretty significantly because of the attacks on the Saudi oil fields and possibly the sabotage on the tankers. And so what happens as a result of that is that since we are no longer as dependent, and we are independent, if you will, because of our own ability to step up the production and some of the new modern techniques that we're using underground to get the crude oil out, we didn't see a significant bump, at least yet, in our prices. So that's going to be a very significant area to watch and to pray about if you are so inclined, as there's going to be at some point, I believe, some tension. And so let's keep an eye on that. Well, today, at just after the bottom of the hour, we were fortunate to book Matt Staver, the founder of the Liberty Council, and Matt and I have worked together for years and years and years. Matt's going to be talking about House Resolution 5, H.R. 5 in the U.S. House of Representatives being pushed through by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority. It is entitled the Equality Act. Well, let me tell you, there's nothing about equality in it. And I guarantee you that if you are a practicing Christian, this particular piece of legislation is designed to take away any and all of your rights, including the Freedom of Religion Restoration Act from back in, 2006, something like that. It would repeal that. All of what you've been watching, the protections that now are accorded to churches, that they are not required to hire LGBT individuals, looking at certainly any adoption agencies, Christian or non-Christian, you would be forced to, as an organization, you would be forced to adopt a children to homosexual couples. You certainly, if you're in any kind of business, in no way could you discriminate against homosexual community. And basically, it would turn upside down the First Amendment as far as protections for free speech, especially for religious liberty and religious freedom. Well, we'll talk about how significant this vote is going to be. It's going to pass the House, and I think there's 40 or 46 members in the United States Senate who have signed on for this bill, and the fight is going to be really in the Senate, and for those that are opposed to it, and the idea is not to let it get as far as having to require President Trump's veto. So we'll be talking about that in about 26, actually about 34, 35 minutes past the hour this afternoon. Don't want to miss that, as that's a late addition to our show today. We'll also talk about Attorney General Bill Barr, who assigns a special prosecutor. That's right. We have a U.S. attorney that's been assigned, who's known as a bulldog, to investigate if the FBI intelligence surveillance of the Trump campaign was legal. That's big news today as well, so we'll be covering that in just a few moments. We also have six Hillsborough schools that are going to remove Native American mascots, and that's supposed to happen the next 2 weeks. We'll talk about that local story. And a couple of high schools are affected as well, but it's a little confusing. But I think, for instance, the Chamberlain Chiefs and the East Bay Warriors, I think that they may be keeping their Native American mascot names. That's what this is all about. But they're going to be changing their costumes on field to be more authentic. We'll have a chance to discuss that. And here's one for the second hour. Listen to this very closely. Is it right for a teacher of an 8-year-old? Now, an 8-year-old, we're talking about second or third grade. You with me? Is it right for the teacher of an 8-year-old, second or third grade, to continually ask this child in school if he's transgender? Now, keep in mind this interrogation, this constant or repetitive questioning was being done totally without the parent's consent or knowledge. So we'll take up this bold act by this teacher out in Oregon, and the parents have filed suit against the school board, the school and the teacher. And we'll talk about that, because the sign of the times, the unvarnished attacks on religious freedom and religious liberty, are absolutely astounding to me. And if we ignore any of this, it is to our peril, those of us who are conservative, socially conservative, and certainly for a Christian worldview, not to mention some of the other major religions of the world, Judaism, Islam. And so we'll talk about this, about how bold the culture is getting. And all of that is going to be affecting us. Now, in a moment, we'll have a chance to talk about Attorney General Bill Barr, who has assigned a U.S. attorney to investigate if the FBI had any intelligence surveillance of the Trump campaign, which was legal. And, of course, it's been characterized by the Attorney General as spying. And I think that would be a term that certainly would hold true if they find that the FBI did not have the proper legal standing to do that. Our phone lines will be open for our topics today, just for you. That number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than 2 billion dollars of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
When it comes to hiring an AC technician, plumber, or electrician, it's a challenge to find one you can trust completely. Until now. At Cornerstone Pros, the commitment to workmanship and service surpasses customer standards. It's called the Cornerstone Difference. And big job or small, it means you can count on them to go out of their way to deliver exceptional customer service and value. Cornerstone Pro services include air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Connect at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
Saturday mornings at 8, Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
And if I have to go into foreclosure, what are the implications of, since that house is not in my trust, can they attach a lien against the trust?
All right, well, the general answer is if you own it and you control it and it's all for your benefit, it's reachable by a creditor unless it's exempt.
Ask an Attorney, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. I want to remind you that during this segment, maybe five of you could take part in our pre-born donor campaign. Five of you, and if maybe you could take five of our children, potential children, if their mom chooses life, $28 is a one-time contribution for one ultrasound. You could do whatever amount this afternoon. But during this next segment, would you consider joining many others in our opportunity to help many babies see life as their mothers go to get counseling at one of our Bay Area counseling centers? Call right now at 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. And or you can go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the preborn banner, and would you join us during this segment and stand with all the many people who are standing for life right here on letstalkfaith.com, on the answer stations, as well as the biz. 877-943-9673 is our call-in number. The big question that has been on the mind of conservatives for quite some time is about to be resolved. And I believe that. Did the FBI illegally spy on the presidential campaign of Donald Trump? Now, Attorney General Bill Barr, who you will understand why he is being attacked as aggressively as liberal Democrats in the United States House have been attacking Mr. Trump, President Trump, is because all of their charges are frivolous in terms of the fact that almost everything in the Mueller report has been released, and even an unredacted copy except for the grand jury testimony has been available in an airtight confidential bubble for certain members of the Democratic House to go in and read, but they haven't bothered to go in and read it. But here's what it's all about, the war. And that's because Bill Barr announced that he has tapped a special prosecutor, that special prosecutor to investigate just what happened in all of this fake dossier and everything. Well, he has tapped U.S. Attorney John Durham. Now, John Durham is a career prosecutor, no-nonsense guy, known as a hard-charging bulldog prosecutor. He's above Democrats. He's above Republicans. He's above independents. He really doesn't care about political persuasion, but he is a tough, tough, drill down investigate it all prosecutor. And so he has now been tapped as a special prosecutor to find out just how the Russian probe of the Trump campaign actually came about. Now, here's my thoughts. Again, our phone lines are open for your comments at 877-943-9673. Now, Durham, the special prosecutor, here's my observation. First, he needs to find out if the surveillance by the Federal Bureau of Investigation was justified in the first place. Were Democrat operatives involved, including those sympathetic to Hillary Clinton? Just who were the FBI informants? Was the FISA warrant process misused? The origins and use by the FBI of that fake dossier. I mean, that is key. And the big, big question is, was President Obama or any of his staff involved to turn the federal government loose on the Trump campaign? It's way past the time. We've been dealing with the allegations against Trump for colluding with the Russians. It never happened. Also, the fact that, as what usually happens, if you can't investigate someone and find them guilty of what you're trying to investigate them for, well, what you do is you press them real hard, you catch them in something, and then they're charged with obstruction of justice. Now, what's interesting is one of the arguments, well, if the crime was never committed, and that's what Mr. Mueller said in this report, that part's, you know, undebatable. The other debate, the debatable part were 10 instances where Trump may or may not have gotten close to obstruction of justice. But the whole idea is, how can you obstruct justice if the whole investigation found that nothing ever happened? But anyway, certainly some questions that Americans have, but the whole idea here is we've spent, a couple of years or however it's been with this presidential investigation. Now let's go back and find out where I think there is real smoke and real fire. And I'm going to be very surprised if the investigation by Special Prosecutor U.S. Attorney John Durham finds no abuses of the law. And so as we are going to continue in the days ahead, these are very troubling times for those who really love this country. There's no doubt that there is an underground government in Washington, D.C. No doubt about it. And as we, the common folk, begin to see and it it becomes to unraveling this story. Many of us have had our suspicions. Many of us have grown tired of the rehashing over and over and over of just days and months, years of fake news. But I would suggest that you and I be very, very sober in the days ahead. I know I will be. Very sober in the days ahead to not just take the facts of the Durham investigation as just, it's typical. Yeah, not surprising. No. We need to take a step back and realize how dangerous if these activities came down the way they are alleged to have come down. All this time, it's been all this scrutiny on President Trump, and it may go back to the Hillary campaign all the way forward. and maybe even the former president of the United States and his staff, Barack Obama. Pray for our nation. Well, coming up in a moment, for conservatives, social conservatives, and Christian worldview folks, very, very dangerous, disturbing, all-encompassing legislation, U.S. H.R. 5, the Equality Act. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, up next to give us the real scoop. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump on the road today, promoting energy infrastructure and economic growth. He spoke with workers at a liquefied natural gas facility in Hackberry, Louisiana. The president denying a New York Times story that the White House is reviewing plans against Iran that could result in sending 120,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East. Attorney General William Barr working with CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats to examine intelligence methods used during the Russia investigation. Barr has also appointed John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to lead the inquiry into the origins of the Russia investigation. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he has warned the Russian foreign minister against any interference in the next American presidential election. He spoke from Russia. This is SRN News.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Why should you come to Salem Surround's Digital Marketing Seminar this Thursday? The answer is your new kayak or shoes or new favorite restaurant. But for the sake of this conversation, we'll just say your new kayak. One day you were thinking about buying a kayak. You Googled up a couple options. Next thing you knew, every website you surf served you opportunities to investigate and buy the kayak of your dreams. And you bought a doozy. They delivered it right to your house. Why? Because digital marketing works, and it can work for your business. And with Salem Surround, digital is ridiculously cost-effective, producing amazing results by putting your product or service directly in front of customers ready to pull the trigger. Now, at our Salem Surround Digital Marketing Seminar this Thursday at our offices in Tampa, we'll show you how it all works. Come from 10 to 1 and learn how digital makes all the difference with Salem Surround. We'll even spring for lunch. Real lunch, not digital. Space is limited, so sign up today at letstalkfaith.com.
Saturday afternoons at 4, it's time for Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs.
So there is an expectation in the life of a Christian that they will grow to be mature, that we will not stay infants, that 5 years into this walk with Christ, my life will be different than it was when I came in.
Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs, Saturday afternoons at 4 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Imagine if I told you that an earthquake was going to hit tomorrow right where you live. That it would be 6.5 in magnitude with aftershocks occurring twice 25 minutes apart. You'd no doubt talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you an earthquake will happen tomorrow. But what if it does? Shouldn't you have a plan? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bill Bunkley, we're back on this very special Tuesday afternoon. And before we get to my good friend and special guest, Matt Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, Hey, I want to remind you, we've got a challenge going on this afternoon. And remember that we know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on an ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. And your gift today for our opportunity for our pre-born donor campaign is very special. Remember that Saul Pitchen from right here of New Life Solutions tells us that for every 10 ultrasounds that 10 women or young girls come in to see, 9 will choose life. That's why I have this challenge this afternoon. For just $28, you can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of that baby that is growing inside of her. She'll see that little boy, little girl. She'll hear that heartbeat. And I want to tell you, 9 out of 10 will choose life. So my question is to you, how many could you save this afternoon? Would you like to save one baby at $28 or maybe 5 babies or maybe hundreds of babies? That opportunity is just a phone call away right now. And by the way, you'll give this gift of life, and it's coming right back here to the Tampa Bay area to our local crisis pregnancy centers. And by the way, preborn not only is saving babies, but they're saving souls, because preborn centers led the nation in the percentage of patients who come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So call right now. How many would you take? Would you take 5 for a one-time tax-deductible gift of $140? That number to call is 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the banner for the preborn. And I want to tell you, you're joining many, many others who are standing for life right here, and especially on the Bill Bunkley Show. Well, I want to tell you, Matt Staver is one of my heroes, because for years and years and years, in fact, I knew Matt before he had white hair. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. And this is a well-known international nonprofit litigation, education, policy organization dedicated to advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Now, Matt has over 230 published legal opinions. He's authored 8 scholarly law review publications and 10 books, filed numerous briefs, and he has argued in many federal and state courts, and the most distinction there is before the U.S. Supreme Court. And with that, I want to bring on the show Matt Staver. It is so good to have you on, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
It's been too long that I've been out, and we haven't chatted, and so I couldn't think of anyone else to better talk about what's happening here. And, of course, we're talking about House Resolution 5 or Senate Resolution 788, but most folks know it as 5. It's called the Equality Act. It's going to be pushed this week by Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to step aside. Tell us what this act is all about and why this is a 911 time to stand up and start fighting this now.
Well, briefly, this elevates sexual orientation and gender identity to the same protected category as race, and it does it in many federal laws, not just the employment or public accommodations law, but many federal laws. It expands the reach of those federal laws far beyond what they are able to reach today, elevates LGBT to the same level as race and other things, which, let me just say this conceptually. The best way to understand the impact of this case is to think of this. What you cannot do legally respecting race, you will not be able to do legally respecting anything related to LGBT, and that includes churches. So, for example, churches cannot discriminate on the basis of race. Churches, at this point, until this law is passed, can make decisions based upon religion. So Baptists can hire Baptists, and Catholics, Catholics, and Jews can hire Jews in their synagogues. But you cannot discriminate on the basis of race. If you were to have segregated bathrooms, a bathroom for someone who's black and a bathroom for someone who's white, you would violate the current federal laws. Mm-hmm. That would jeopardize your tax exempt status, and you would be subject to suits and fines, and if you didn't comply, forfeiture for failure to pay those penalties and the fines and the damages that would accrue. So what you cannot do legally respecting race, you will not be able to do legally respecting LGBT. So if you have men and women's restroom, that's fine, but if a man wants to use the woman's restroom and you say no, you've got to use the male restroom, it's down here, that would be the same as having segregated restrooms between people of color. If you had overnight stays for your church, say you're having your your students on an overnight athletic trip or some other outing, and you stay in a hotel. You wouldn't be able to segregate them based on race, and you wouldn't be able to tell a boy that he could not sleep in the girl's room. Not in a separate room, but in the girl's room if that boy insisted that he identifies as a girl. It's beyond what we're thinking about in the normal application, because in addition to the LGBT, in every area, whether it's adoption centers, whether it's athletics, whether it's tax exemption because violators would lose their tax-exempt status, colleges that discriminate on the basis of race today would lose their accreditation and tax exemption. If they were to do this under this law on LGBT, they would lose their accreditation and tax exemption. The consequences are catastrophic to colleges because they wouldn't be able to accept student loans. And many people wouldn't go to unaccredited colleges because the graduate programs require graduation from an accredited school. In addition to all of that, however, it also elevates abortion to a federally protected right. It would overrule all abortion restriction laws now across the country, not just in federal, but this will preempt even state laws. It would require mandatory federal funding of abortion through Medicaid, Medicare, and other insurance coverage. So it would be mandated in the federal law. It, as I said, applies to churches and religious organizations. For the first time, it specifically says you cannot raise the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, passed by Congress in 1993, overwhelmingly by Democrats and Republicans, signed into law by then Bill Clinton. You cannot raise that as a claim or defense. So religious free exercise is gone. And in fact, religious free exercise is gone across the board, not just for LGBT. So, for example, as I mentioned, churches, houses of worship have been able to make hiring decisions based upon religion. It makes sense. A Baptist church should be able to prefer Baptist to be employed at that church. A Catholic church, Catholics. A Jewish synagogue, Jews. So under this law, though, it's moved away off the table. No more religious freedom, no more exemption, no more accommodation. That means that a Jewish synagogue could be forced to hire a Muslim, because by choosing a Jewish person over a Muslim or a Christian or an atheist, that would be like racial discrimination, the same kind of category, because there's no more an exemption for houses of worship in any area, let alone LGBT. So this is one of the – this is by far the most dangerous law that I've ever seen come out of Congress in terms of its attack on churches, religious organizations, religious freedom. And it elevates LGBT and abortion and puts them on steroids across the board and expands the reach of the current federal laws far beyond where they are now to reach every aspect of our lives, including, you know, someone doing some goods or services online at home. All that's covered as well. Weddings and churches, that will be covered. Requiring you to actually accommodate same-sex or other LGBT ceremonies in your church. And I'm not exaggerating any of this. It's that bad. And, Bill, this is just something that is – the red light is going off. It will pass the House. There's a 38 or so Democrat margin in the House, and they're all in lockstep. So it will pass the House, and it'll pass this week. Then it moves over to the Senate. The other companion version is S-788, called the Equality Act. And already in the Senate, there's about 45, 46 sponsors in the Senate. Mm-mm. Almost a majority right Mm-mm. there. So how are we going to stop it? Well, we need to be able to stop it with a filibuster, because they're going to require 60 votes in the Senate to overcome that filibuster. And I think that's where we can stop it. It's going to be a tough fight. But if we can't stop it with a filibuster, they may have the 51 votes in the Senate to pass this. They've got all the Democrats lining up, and at least so far, Susan Collins, a Republican, is standing with the Democrats on this particular bill. So that's where we are. We need to continue to raise the concern. We have a website, lc.org. You can go there for information. On the front page, there's an icon regarding this bill. You can click on it. There's talking points. There's information. Or you can go specifically directly to the page, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. And there you can sign petitions and other things. We're going to be delivering tens of thousands of petitions to key people in the U.S. Senate in the next few weeks.
You're listening to Matt Staver with a breathtaking, let me repeat, a breathtaking analysis of what is happening with this highly controversial piece of legislation, both H.R. 5 in the House and S-788. Please write down this website, lc.org, but particularly if you want to, very quick, you can either hit the link or you can do lc.org/HR5. I highly suggest that this is something that every one of my listeners, if you are conservative, socially conservative, or Christian worldview, as your host is, this is something that will be breathtaking in as much as for those of us most listening today are a little bit on the older side of the entire demographics of the United States population, but we remember what it was like in sort of what we would call now traditional America decades ago. If this were to get the kind of traction that those on the left would like, it would totally transform and eliminate life in America as we know it. Again, that website is lc.org/HR5 if you want to have the direct link. Now, we're going to take a break in just a couple of minutes, and Matt's going to stay with us. But, Matt, this is just for a minute or so. I really want our listeners, because a lot of times this show is alerting them to a lot of things that are going on. This is so exceptional, and we'll pick this up after the break. Just reiterate that this is not just another issue. This is one that everybody needs to pay attention to.
Yeah, this is not another issue that you can take it or leave it. I mean, this is the three-alarm, four-alarm fire that's going off. This is, like I said, I can't even begin to describe this in the most short time that we have, the most egregious, outrageous threat to religious freedom, and in so many other areas, abortion and LGBT, that I've ever seen come out of Congress. It's hard to imagine that anyone would conceptualize something this broad and this significant. And that's why I think we need to collectively, we have to come together. This is not something that we can sit on the sidelines and hope somebody else is going to do it for us.
All right, let's do this. Matt, hang on for just a second. Going to take a quick break. Want to just remind you that coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about this very open, bold, brazen, broadside attack on faith in America. And this is one that is worth all hands on deck. And going to take a break right now. In a moment, we'll have a chance to dig a little bit deeper in the time we have remaining with Matt Staver. Again, that website is lc.org, lc.org/HR5. Need to make that one of your favorites, even though it's not one of our favorite subjects. I'm Bill Bunkley, back in a moment with Matt Staver.
Windshields are all about safety, and so is Auto Glass America. If your windshield is damaged and you have comprehensive insurance, we'll install a premium quality replacement with a lifetime warranty at no cost to you. We'll buy back your damaged windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot and come to you with free mobile service. Keep your family safe. Call us today. Remember, if it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
This is Dan Proft for townhall.com. In our era of entitled youth and young men weakened by safe-spaced college campuses and fears of their own toxicity, it's easy to fret for America's future. And then we're reminded of the existence of resolute, faithful young men prepared to defend to the death the civilized against the barbaric. Enter Kendrick Castillo. Castillo is the young man who bum-rushed one of the shooters who opened fire on their Colorado charter school and their 1,800 classmates. Kendrick Castillo took a bullet in the chest and laid down his life to save the lives of an incalculable number of others. I wish he had gone and hid, but that's not his character, said Castillo's father. But he went on, his character is about protecting people, helping people. I wish we could bottle and sell whatever it was Kendrick Castillo's parents did to raise such a courageous young man. I'm Dan Proft.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
It's so important for parents to realize that parenting is an internalization process. What you want your child to do is to internalize the rules and structure that are on the outside, right? What's on the outside becomes inside.
Getting your child to understand and respect the rules is a great challenge, one of the great ones of parenting. Dr. Henry Cloud offers some advice on Focus on the Family Minute.
And nothing gets internalized without relationship. So the bond is actually the conduit, the love is the conduit, the piping through which all this righteousness is downloaded. And if you don't have the connection to the heart, then the righteousness, the rules, the expectations are not getting downloaded. They're just getting complied with, and it's like water on a duck's back at some point. It's not getting internalized.
Show love to your child, and they may be more willing to listen. More from Dr. Cloud at FamilyMinute.org.
Janae's Tropicals is your one-stop shop for fruit trees, exotic tropical plants and palms, citrus, and more. Join Janae every Saturday morning at 9:30 as she shares more than 24 years of horticultural experience and hosts other Green Thumb experts to give you free gardening advice. Janae will teach you to live off the land and love it. Visit Janae online at tropicalfruit.com and join her every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. I want to get right back to our special guest this afternoon, and we are talking about this absolutely, and I'm using the term breathtaking bill that's going to get a vote and will pass this week in the United States House of Representatives. It is H.R. 5, and it has to do with basically eliminating all religious liberty, all religious freedom in this country. Let me ask you a question. Is your church ready to pay huge daily fines for violating its perceived rights in the eyes of the Lord and in scriptures to be able to hire who they believe they want to hire? Baptists hiring Baptists, Catholics hiring Catholics. Are you ready to violate any aspect of the fact of your religious freedom? Maybe even your ability to share your faith, to share all the Bible in a public space? If not, are you ready for $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 fines? Are you ready to be separated from your family and possibly put in jail because you will not compromise what the Bible has to say and you won't compromise you or your family's lifestyle to basically whitewash, eliminate anything that has to do with religious rights or religious liberty in America? Well, that's what our guest today is sharing with us, the absolutely importance of you paying attention. And, of course, I'm talking about Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Please go to their website, lc.org/HR5, because we really need you involved with this. And so, Matt, I want you to come back in because the truth of the matter is this could not only wipe out all faith in America, but to me, what's left of America really goes down the drain, because everything our founding fathers fought for can be snuffed out, because this Constitution, this country was based on biblical principles, and we're basically eradicating them.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, here is the Democratic-controlled House, and two of their top priorities are the LGBT agenda and also abortion. And they are in this bill, and because of those are their top priorities, what do they have to eliminate? Because it is an impediment to that agenda advancing, and that is religious freedom. So that's why you have this obliteration of religious freedom in this so-called Equality Act. It is misnamed. It is not equality. It doesn't have equality for anyone who's pro-life, pro-family, pro-Judeo-Christian values, religious freedom. That is set to the side. Like I said, you know, you go back to 1993, virtually every Democrat and Republican, all the Republicans and every Democrat except for maybe one or two total in the House and Senate, they passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Chuck Schumer in the Senate was one of the co-sponsors, and that was signed into law by President Bill Clinton. Mm-mm. That's 1993, Bill. And now these people want to do away with religious freedom, and they specifically reference the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that you cannot use it as a claim or a defense. And it applies across the board, no matter what it is. You'll not be able to use that when you're sued for making a hiring decision, because you want to have in your church someone who is consistent with the faith doctrine of your church or synagogue. You'll be sued. Someone says, when I was mentioning this, well, maybe it's time for churches to give up their tax exempt status. Well, you know, that's a whole different argument. However, it doesn't matter whether you have tax exempt status or not, because this applies to tax exempt and non-tax-exempt organizations, to commercial organizations. So you can lose your tax-exempt status, but that doesn't get you away from it. You're still subject to the lawsuit, fines and penalties. And if you don't pay it, then foreclosure to take over your building, your assets, to pay the continuing escalation of the fines and penalties. And it's amazing, you know, like in Florida and other places, we passed laws to protect pastors from being forced to perform same-sex weddings. Well, this bill would override that, because it says if you have a place of gathering, and that's how broad it is, any place where you have people gathering, a place of entertainment, a place of anything that's recreational or sports, and it goes on to give a laundry list. None of this is in the current law, so this is all addition. If you have a place of gathering, you're covered. Well, do churches have a place of gathering? Sure. Do they have places of entertainment? Absolutely. And so every aspect, every nook and cranny of a church would be considered under this law, because there's no religious freedom, no protection for churches, no exemption for churches. And therefore, anything that you do in your church or in your facility would ultimately be open to the LGBT agenda. So it's unbelievable. A women's abuse center, a shelter, for example, for women who have been sexually abused, if a man wants to come in there and sleep with them because you're housing them, and that man says, I'm abused and I identify as a female, if you reject that person, it's like rejecting that person because of their skin color. So understand, this is so broad, it's hard to imagine that someone would conceptualize this. What's even harder to imagine is that this Friday, when they voted in the House, they already have enough co-sponsors of the Democratic Party with a couple of Republicans that have joined in with them to overwhelmingly pass it. So it's then on to the Senate side, and the margins there are very close, and that's why we have to be very diligent. Just this 24 hours ago,
Matt, we got 15 seconds. I brought it all the way down to the line. We're going to have you back. Keep updated by this by going to lc.org, lc.org. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up after the hour on AM 570 and 910. I'll be right back.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump promotes energy infrastructure this afternoon. He re-emphasized the strength of the U.S. economy.
America is working. America is thriving. America is booming. And America is winning like never before.
Mr. Trump speaking this afternoon to an audience of workers at a newly built liquefied natural gas facility in Hackberry, Louisiana. Meanwhile, later tonight, he'll head to Metairie for a fundraising event, then return to the White House. The president is dismissing a report that the U.S. is planning for a military conflict with Iran. Mr. Trump was responding to a Tuesday report in the New York Times that said the White House is reviewing military plans against Iran that could result in sending 120,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks American forces or steps up work on nuclear weapons. The president's calling it fake news, says he would absolutely be willing to send troops, but that he's not planned for that and hopefully will not have to plan for that. A top congressional Democrat's threatening to withhold the salaries of any White House officials who try to enforce non-disclosure agreements for staff members.
The threat comes in a letter from Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings to White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, seeking copies of any non-disclosure agreements signed by virtually anyone on the White House staff. Cummings says he wants to ensure the agreements contain required protections for whistleblowers, and he cites a statute which allows salaries to be withheld from any government employee who prevents someone from speaking with the committee.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A former soccer coach at the University of Southern California has pleaded guilty to creating fake athletic profiles for the children of wealthy parents in the college admissions bribery scandal. She faces sentencing in October. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The European Union's top court has ruled that EU countries must make employers set up a system to measure the time worked by each worker every day. Correspondent Zara Shackley reports this is to ensure that companies are complying with overtime laws.
The ruling from the European Court of Justice stems from a case which found that Spanish law in practice has a less exacting requirement for overtime hours to be recorded each month. A Spanish court told EU judges that 53.7% of overtime hours in Spain are not recorded. The EU Working Time Directive stipulates that the average working time for a seven-day period must not exceed 48 hours, including overtime, and that a worker is entitled to a minimum 11 consecutive hours of rest in every 24-hour period. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. How to prevent dementia As correspondent Rita Foley reports, there's some new advice.
Actually, what is good for your heart is good for your brain.
Psychiatrist Neerja Chowdhury with the World Health Organization's new guidelines on what will help keep your brain healthy.
Increasing your levels of physical activity, eating well, eating a healthy, balanced diet, stopping tobacco use, reducing your intake of alcohol.
And try to have an active social life. One thing you don't need? Fish oil or those supplements that are promoted for brain health. She says there's strong research showing they don't work. I'm Rita Foley.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association bolsters evidence that soda taxes can reduce sales, but whether they influence health remains an open question. The research found a Philadelphia tax imposed in 2017 led to higher prices and a 38% decline in soda sales that year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll-free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Toll free all across Florida and America. Well, I want to remind you that we're going to have Fernando Suspedes with us. And again, we're going to be talking about the all-important knowledge you need to have when it comes to insurance, especially later in life with Medicare and sometimes supplemented by Medicaid, and also some interesting dynamics when it comes to when you're at that point in life. Do you take part of possibly going to Medicare to save a lot of money over what you might be paying in the private markets? We'll also talk today about that Part B premium and give you some direction in that as well. But we've got a lot to talk about with Fernando Suspedes. Of course, he is president of Family Focused Insurance Solutions. Hey, I want to continue my challenge that we did during the first hour. It was very, very informative and alarming. And if you didn't get a chance to hear the second half of the first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show, Matt Staber with Liberty Counsel about the very, very dangerous and breathtaking bill. That's from the point of view of conservatives, social conservatives, and you and I who are Christ followers or any person of faith of any major faith in America. H.R. 5, which is probably going to pass out of the House on Friday, is a very, very broad bill that will basically wipe out your religious liberty, religious freedom rights, and not just yours, your churches, what you do professionally, if your Christian beliefs come into play, particularly with the LGBT lobby and those folks. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, you really, after our show today, ought to go to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. Go to the page where you can listen to the show and have an opportunity to either download it or you can listen to it online. And it's going to be very eye-opening if you miss that. And, again, we took it all the way down to the wire. And I didn't get a chance to properly thank Matt Staber. I want to do that now. Of course, he's the founder of Liberty Counsel, and I've just worked for Matt for two or three decades, somewhere in there. But anyway, great job of Liberty Counsel on it. And when you go to their website at lc.org/HR5, or just go to lc.org, you need to bookmark that, because they're going to have the latest up-to-date information on this legislation. I'm sure every few days that information will change, and that'll be a good place for you to keep plugged in. Hey, during the first hour, we talked about the fact of we're doing some challenges today. So during this next segment, how about you? Have you had a chance to participate in blessing women and girls who have decided to go to one of our local crisis pregnancy centers right here in the Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Bradenton area? Have you had a chance to say, you know what, I'll take one of those ultrasounds for a one-time gift of $28? Many of you have taken multiple ultrasounds, and a lot have taken the challenge of possibly doing five. A one-time tax-deductible gift for five at $140 would give you a great opportunity to help and stand for life and stand for so many people who have done so here on Faith Talk and our answer stations and the biz. And if you would do that during this segment, maybe two or three of you could do that right now. What a tremendous difference. Remember that 10 ultrasounds, and by the way, that's a one-time gift of $280. If you'll do 10 ultrasounds, Saul Pitchin has told us that 9 out of 10 of those who will see their baby and hear that heartbeat, they will choose life. Wouldn't that be an awesome, awesome thing for you to do? And also as an example to your family, your children. So call right now, whether it's 1, 3, 5, 10, or hundreds, how many ultrasounds would you cover this afternoon? $28 an ultrasound. Call right now at 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229, or go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the pre-born banner, and would you please give now, between now and the time that we are ready for our next segment. Well, we've been talking about the HR 5, and again, we were trying to get Matt Staver for tomorrow, and so therefore I didn't include it on the promo for today. And we're going to be talking about another situation that you ought to see and hear about to give you the urgency of what's happening with a lot of these LGBT situations around the country. Well, Emily Jones is reporting for CBN News that out in Woodburn, Oregon, there's a mom and a dad who are suing their school district after they found out that their 8-year-old son, now, if you have an 8-year-old little boy, public school, that's probably about second grade or third grade. So if you have a second grader or a third grader, or you have grandchildren, second or third grader, or you remember, you know, that second or third grade, I mean, little kids, elementary school. Maybe you've been in school a year, now they're in second grade, third grade. Well, their son, this little 8-year-old, kept getting asked over and over by his public school teacher if he was transgender. Now let that sink in. Over and over and over again. Hey, are you transgender? Now imagine if that teacher asked him over and over, do you know Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ your personal Savior? Well, I tell you what, I mean, especially in Oregon, I mean, it, you know, the left out there would be nuclear. But here we have a little boy who, without his parents' knowledge, kept getting asked in the second or third grade, hey, little Tommy, are you sure you're not transgender? Are you sure you're not trans? Now, we're not going to tell you who the parents are, particularly because they're keeping their identity private. They're also suing the district for nearly $1 million because they say their son's second grade teacher held him back from recess on multiple occasions to personally ask him, one-on-one, we believe, if he believed he was really a girl. CBN News reports they said the teacher also gave their son reading materials. They gave the little guy videos and other resources explaining what it means to be transgendered or to be a little boy, but to be a little girl. The parents said they had no idea what was happening and believe what the teacher did was inappropriate. Well, I got to tell you, I wholeheartedly agree. The mother found out about the one-on-one conversations when she found the books her teacher had given her son, and that's when she went through his backpack. Now, according to the mother who spoke to Fox 12 there in Oregon, she said, and I quote, talking about the little boy, he feels different now. He feels confused. To hear your son say that on a couch talking to a therapist, the little boy holding back tears, his mom said, and I quote, it's very heartbreaking. The parents say their child had a stomach problem which made him uncomfortable with using the restroom. However, they suspect his hesitation about going to the bathroom made his teacher believe he could have gender dysphoria. They say their child suffers significant emotional confusion by being singled out by his teacher. Now this little guy is on anxiety medication. On anxiety medication at age 8, second grade. Because he was hammered by this teacher about being trans. Now I will tell you that different circumstances, if we had a teacher who was calling a little boy back in from recess or whatnot, one-on-ones, and hammering him repeatedly. Hey, how come you haven't accepted Jesus? Why don't you accept Jesus? Why don't you do it now? I mean, the whole trans thing is outrageous, but you pick the topic. Hammering home. I also have questions about teachers repeatedly being one-on-one with any student in the classroom, on the campus, or certainly off campus. Hammering this little boy that now he's on anxiety medication and he has to go see a therapist on a regular basis. What a travesty. But guess what? HR 5 ever gets adopted, that may be standard practice in schools all across America. How about a Christian school? How about if a Christian school got mandated by HR 5? Oh, by the way, you're going to have to teach part of your sex ed class. You're going to have to teach your Christian students and have them take a test of whether they think they are trans. Now, I want to tell you, I know there's people right now thinking that is just outrageous. It will never happen. Get out of the clouds. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to weigh in, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. How important is it of you, a Christ follower, and your guidebook for living, your owner's manual, the Holy Scriptures, talk about we are born binary, two, male and female. Marriage, male and female, forsaking all others, coming together for life. That is a concept that those on the left, representatives in the Congress on the left, they want to do away with because that is the effects of HR 5. Imagine how widespread an incident like this, 8 years old, getting hammered by his teacher. Goes on to say, his dad, you know what? Now, he can be whatever he wants. I don't care what he is. Now, that isn't my opinion with my son, by the way. But anyway, I just want him to be my happy son, and I feel like she messed that up. It frustrates me that my son can be influenced that drastically and nothing be done about it. They just want to sweep it under the rug, said the dad. They said the school acknowledged the teacher's actions, but the teacher still works at the school. And to think about that is a commentary on where we are at in America. And let me just say that, you know, we certainly, because of our life experience, think that those of us who are Christ followers, conservative, socially conservative, we can look at this and say, you know, that is outrageous. We can look at H.R. 5 or the Senate Companion, and we can say that is outrageous. Now, there have been times all through the Old Testament record into the New Testament, we know that there have been outrageous acts of rebellion against the God of Abraham. Outrageous acts against the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that Jesus Christ, his son, in the lineage, all the way down from the beginning of Adam and Eve, and the Holy Spirit. If you read your Bible through in a year, and right now I am in 2 Kings in the Old Testament and John 4 in the New Testament, but when you read your Bible through each year, and by the way, I am very much suggesting that if you haven't had that as a practice, that you adopt that as a practice ASAP. Because instead of thinking what is allowable with the Lord, rather than knowing what's alive, what's you know, godly, that is so very important. I want to tell you that this whole thing just absolutely hinges on whether or not we're going to know what the Bible has to say about stuff and how we're going to respond to that. Going to take a break right now. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Before I do, I want to remind you that Better Together is the brand new program that is on each and every weekday afternoon. So today we had a chance to hear the panel discuss the natural and spiritual adoption. And tomorrow at 1:30 on the TBN network, you can either set your DVR or listen to it live. You'll have an opportunity to delve into how caregivers find rest. Are you a caregiver? Now, this is a show by women for women. Tomorrow they'll be discussing how to find peace and purpose while caring for others, and sometimes that can be very trying. So right now you can either set your DVR or catch the show tomorrow at 9:30. That is Better Together. Or you can download the TBN app and access us there. But I suggest you go to bettertogether.tv, bettertogether.tv, and register to watch anytime. And again, this is a special women's show. I mean, the View can't even touch it. You're going to be hitting on issues that are important, especially to conservative women, and a place to just to hang out in the afternoon, women to women. Well, I'm Bill Bunkley. Going to take a quick time out. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about indigenous American Indians being removed from some of Hillsborough County schools as far as mascots. I'm Bill Bunkley. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The memories turn to tears, thinking back on all the years. I know that you're in a better place, but I'm still here missing you today.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy, and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, 877-943-9673. Hey, just a moment. I want to ask you a question. Have you accepted the challenge this afternoon? And we've been challenging you to stand with us here at WTBN for the unborn babies in our area. That's right. There are pregnant women and young girls who are going to our local crisis pregnancy centers. And we've been standing with the Preborn Network and looking for opportunities to do on the grassroots, ground level opportunities for us to partner with you by raising $28 per ultrasound. That's all it costs you right now is a one-time gift of $28 to provide one of these local women or one of these local young girls a free ultrasound. And remember that we have learned that for every 10 ultrasounds in this area, 9 of those women or young girls will choose life. And that's why we're asking for you to stand with us this afternoon. We have more work that we'd like to do, more ultrasounds. And so let me ask you a question. Would you, during this next segment, certainly by the 6 o'clock hour we go off the air today, would you join so many others who are standing with us and raising funds for these women and young girls to see the truth? How would you like to know that if you could sponsor one of those, that young lady may just choose life, and it's because of what you did to sponsor a free a sonogram for her? Or a lot of folks, we've sort of thrown it out there that who'd like to do a little bit more, $140 would cover 5 sonograms. And a one-time gift of $280, you can also get in that statistical example that we've been giving, that if you did 10 ultrasounds right now for a tax-deductible gift of $280, well, Saul Pitchen tells us that 9 out of those 10, good chance that they're going to choose life. So how would you like to be a part of that? That is exciting. Hey, right now, during this segment, call 833-850-2229. That's our special number, 833-850-BABY. Or go to our website, letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and click on the preborn banner. Join us now during this segment. We need to hear from you. And thank you so much for those who are giving right now and who have given this weekend. Well, something that we thought we would get in during the first hour of the show, where we have a little bit of a broader platform of subjects, we promoted it, didn't happen. But we'll take a moment to talk about it here before we take a break and get to our very important discussion with Fernando Cespedes. Newswatch A is reporting, and I've read articles in the Times and other places, that 6 Hillsborough schools are no longer going to be allowed to use their Native American mascots. Now, this is a little confusing because 2 high schools are going to keep theirs, but it's a little bit confusing here because when you look at the number of 6, they're basically not high schools. And so there's been a compromise here, and I want to share this with you. Newswatch 8 is reporting that some call the mascots insensitive. Others say it doesn't offend them at all. But there's been a heated debate that has been going on with the Hillsborough County School Board, and it has sparked some, very elevated conversations and opinions regarding a school's official mascot. One question. So what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in the world of school mascots? According to the Hillsborough School District right here, mascots like Indians, Chiefs, Warriors, and Braves, guess what, have got to go. Now, what's interesting is school leaders have reported in their conversations with WFLA that those mascots will be removed from 6 Bay Area campuses within the next 2 weeks, citing a change in culture. A district spokesperson said images of Indians are considered insensitive to the Native American community, and parents within the community, school leaders maintain, have shared their concerns over the years. So, new mascots at these 6 schools will now have to be chosen instead of continuing to use Native American mascots. Do you sense a sense of political correctness here? And by the way, when the controversy has been at FSU or the Washington Redskins, or you got the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, when the PC crowd has tried to launch the campaign against them, the American Indians have actually come to their defense, which I find quite interesting. Defense of maintaining the names and the mascots. Now, Tanya Arja, who is a Hillsborough County School spokeswoman, now she put a good spin on it. I got to give her that. So she says, when you're using them like a caricature or a cartoonish figure, that is very offensive and not respectful. That's not the part I'm talking about. She's very, very artful. She added that campaigns would ensure all schools are welcoming. I've been thinking about that one. Still haven't come to a resolution. Now, by the way, here is the schools in Hillsborough County that must choose new mascots in the next 2 weeks. Adams Middle School, Brooker Elementary School, Forest Hills Elementary, Ruskin Elementary, Summerfield Elementary, and Thanonassassa Elementary. District school leaders, reportedly by Newswatch 8, have been working with a parent advisory group representing the Native American community and committed to choosing new mascots. These are the current mascots. At Adams, they're the Warriors. At Brooker, they're the Braves. Forest Hills, they're the Braves. And Ruskin Elementary, we have the Braves. At Summerfield, they're the Indians. And Thanonassassa, their Chiefs. Now, one of the major schools is Chamberlain High School. Chamberlain High School, and this particular mom, is not a fan of the changes taking place. Now, keep in mind, we got the Hillsborough Terriers. We've got the Chamberlain Chiefs. These schools are icon schools for those of the folks here in Hillsborough County. And anyway, the students and family members are going to try and come up with new names over the next 2 weeks. And as far as the district says, Chamberlain High School will stay as the Mighty Chiefs. And East Bay High will keep its Indian mascot. A spokesman says schools have made substantial changes to the way the mascots are depicted and used at those two schools. And so I know they're going to, like, for instance, the band outfits or the cheerleading outfits or those things are going to be more in line with authentic, whichever Indian indigenous group they choose. The two high schools are going to work to have all their uniforms more historically accurate with who they're going to identify with. So anyway, interesting that once again, for something that I haven't really seen a big outcry by Native Americans, and certainly we wouldn't want to have any school that makes an indigenous person, a Native American, hesitant about going to a school, whatever that raises to be, and it is an across-the-board issue with several folks with that indigenous group, certainly that should be addressed and made to not either be eliminated or altered so it isn't something that's offensive. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Fernando Cespedes is going to be here, and there's some new changes with Medicare coming up. The Part B premium has got some surprises. We'll talk about that and more with the president of Family Focus Insurance Solutions next on the Bill Bunkley Show. If everyone around can see
that it's you. That it's you that we need. Here's the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump downplaying the escalating trade dispute between the U.S. and China, calling it, quote, a little squabble. The president spoke this afternoon in Louisiana at a liquefied natural gas facility in Hackberry. He'll deliver remarks there, then head to Metairie for a fundraising event tonight. Meanwhile, the president's dismissing a report in the New York Times that the U.S. is planning for a military conflict with Iran. The report said that the White House is reviewing military plans against Iran that could result in sending 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks American forces or steps up work on nuclear weapons. The president says it's fake news. On Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow rose 207 points. The Nasdaq added 87, and the S&P 500 gained 22 points. This is SRN News.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been?
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
Your faith and my faith and your hope and my hope in God rest upon what? Rest upon our confidence in the sacrificial, all-sufficient, substitutionary, atoning death of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sin. If there is no death of Christ at Calvary, if there's no forgiveness of sin through His blood, upon what basis do you and I come to God the Father and expect Him to accept us? Jesus came walking in human flesh on our level, in human skin, in the flesh of humanity, so that you and I could understand what He was saying and understand the nature of the God whom He came to reveal.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. Being an All-Pro Dad is the greatest thing a man can do. But there's one kind of All-Pro Dad who stands above them all, and that's a foster dad. There's no greater hero than the man who steps up to foster a child. Totally unselfish, totally extraordinary. Only 6 in 10,000 will step up to help a child with no home. Put yourself to this test. Are you willing to take a step toward being a truly great man? Learn more.
For the four joys of fostering, go to allprodad.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Reminding you, will you take the challenge? Will you cover one or more ultrasounds for young women in the Bay Area going to one of our preborn affiliated crisis pregnancy centers? $28 per ultrasound, and we're just giving you an opportunity during this last segment. Would you call the number? And that number is 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-BABY. Or go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the preborn banner. Would you join so many others who are standing for life this afternoon? And we're just giving you a reminder and challenges during our segments of the show today to say, hey, take a moment, just 2 or 3 minutes to give us a call. Stand with us. How many babies would you like to save? And that ratio is 9 out of 10 women who see their baby through the ultrasound and listen to the heartbeat, they're going to choose life. So how many at $28? Leave that up to you. Call now. Join others who are supporting this station and preborn by calling 833-850-2229 or click on the banner at letstalkfaith.com, the preborn banner. My next guest is Fernando Cespedes. As always, have pencil and paper ready because someone is tuning in and find out, boy, I better get a little checkup here. He's the president of Family Focus Insurance Solutions, local agency right here. Been involved with many, many years with Medicare and is a proven expert and professional. And a great opportunity to do some analysis within, I think, about 16 different vendors that he represents. As well as the fact that many people are learning with modern Medicare, it might make sense to get off your private insurance and the high cost of that and, go to Medicare. With that, Fernando Cespedes, good to have you with us today.
Bill, delighted to be with you. Good afternoon.
Hey, I know we're going to talk about Part B premium, but a real quick initial question. I want to make sure we get through everything. You know, people may have preconceived ideas about Medicare and the type of Medicare coverage is available today. several years ago, you know, I know when I was taking care of my mom, there seemed to be gaps or areas that either they didn't cover or had a high deductible. That's sort of the perception of many years back. That's not necessarily the case today. Could you just take that question on for a minute or two before we get into our discussion about Part B?
Bill, if I understand you correctly, yes, there's a lot of gaps and a lot of misunderstanding with Medicare Part A and B. There's a lot of confusion going on. A lot of people tend to give advice, but sometimes they don't have the right information, the right platform. In the Medicare system, there's Part A, there's Part B as in board. Then in 2006, Part D was enacted by former George Bush, the president, because there was a huge gap with medicines. Now, that really didn't work. Now, the inception of Part C, as in Charlie, which I'll make it very simple, is the Medicare insurance private carriers. So there is some confusion going on. That's why I love having this chat with you, Bill, because we're able to connect with people, serve them, and educate them with Medicare matters.
Now, Part B, tell us, first of all, what is the Part B premium? And we've got some, if you will, some breaking news this afternoon, because there's some changes there that people need to be paying attention to.
Absolutely. There's been many changes within the last few weeks and months. Let's talk about three. Let me highlight three of them. You highlighted the one of the main ones. Part B, everybody knows that when an individual becomes new to Medicare or has Medicare, there's two main parts. The Part A, which covers the hospitals, AS and Apple. Part B, as in boy, cover medical, the doctors, the emergency, about 20-plus benefits. So they both work hand-in-hand. However, your Part B, as in boy, has a monthly premium that is attached every single month. When I got into this business, Bill, it was about in the low 80s. Every year has gone up. There's been several years because of the Great Recession in 2008. What happened is that Medicare kept it a little low, but since then, over 13 years, now it's at $135.50 with Medicare recipients must pay it on a monthly basis. That just went up. Now, last year it was $134. It went up $1.50. However, we need to be cautious and with our Medicare population because we need to conserve their financial budget. So that was number one, the Part B premium. The other one was that as of last year, as you know, over 50-plus years that the Medicare system has been in existence, obviously everybody had their red, white, and blue with their claim number being their social. I talked about it a couple of times, but I want everybody to know that they should have received a brand-new Medicare ID, same colors, blue, red, and white. But instead of having your social, it's going to have letters and numbers to protect you from identity theft. Third and lastly, as you mentioned, over 16 carriers. Last year was, oh my goodness, it was the year that of the inception. There were so many carriers, so many companies that came to the Tampa Bay, the Florida market, that we have more selections, more solutions. So number one was the Part B premium increase, the new Medicare, and there are many more Medicare Advantage private carriers that are bidding for your business. And then we can talk about later on what benefits they are offering to attract you to enroll. So there's a lot of going on, but I wanted to just to highlight those three points.
Competition, competition, competition. Mm-hmm. And you can't,
that's right.
you can't dive through and analyze those company opportunities yourself. That's why you ought to be calling 813-533-3000. That's the number for Fernando Cespedes and his staff at Family Focused Insurance Solutions. If you have not had a personal review of your whole particular setup for Medicare Part A, Part B, the whole nine yards, if you haven't had that evaluated, we want you very, very soon to get that done, and Fernando is standing by to do that. Now, you can also go to their website, ffis.co, that's not .com, jot down ffis.co, check out their website, and then for an absolutely free consultation and absolutely free changes to your Medicare, Medicaid, A, B, whatever, call 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. You could save some money. Now, let's talk about quickly the Part B premium, and with all of these companies vying for the business and each one of them having a different financial calculation of what they can provide for you, talk about what has happened in terms of absorbing some of the Part B premium on behalf of your insurance company to where you don't pay for it out of pocket.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite benefits, because many companies, back to the same point that many companies are now competition, a lot of them design benefits where they can give you back money back. Let me rephrase that better. Medicare allows companies to refund, Part B refund, anywhere here in the Tampa Bay area. Anybody can receive anywhere from $80 up to $131 per month, not once a quarter, once in a while, no, every single month. A individual who's listened to my voice can call us, and we can match, sit with you first of all, get to know you, do a needs analysis, and we can match you with a company that can give you up to $131 per month. That will offset that Part B premium that I just talked about, that it now went up to $135.50. So now we have a solution. That is why we have a buffet of companies. It takes a lot of taking a lot of exams, take a lot of quizzes, because we have to take an annual exam to represent every carrier. Most brokerage companies, Bill, may represent a handful, six, seven, maybe eight. We more than double, because we know, we understand the market. We know that there's different flavors out there than that the folks need to be an individual plan. So we work even extra hard at the extra mile to make sure that we present viable solutions. And one of them being that a lot of those companies to bid for your business are giving away Part B on a monthly basis. They want to give you back, help you pay for the Part B premium. I repeat, anywhere from $80 up to $131 per month, Bill.
And to get your special assessment, call right now at 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. Are you paying $135.50 a month for your Part B premium? How would you like to have that go away? And that ends up being a raise of well over $1,200 a year. You can also go to ffis.co, ffis.co, to begin to familiarize yourself with family-focused insurance. Now, there are opportunities for some. They're not going to have to wait for the fall to make adjustments. We are in a season right now called the SEP, S-E-P. Talk about that.
Absolutely. It's called special election period, where Medicare designed this many years ago, given an individual who is new to Medicare. So let me back up a little bit. In the past, we talked about annual enrollment, open enrollment. Well, now is the special election period, given a lot of opportunities. Bill, over 28 different exceptions where Medicare people can enroll, improve their plan, change. If for any reasons the plan is not working to your behalf, we can give you another plan. What happens, people think that once the open enrollment expires, there's, you know, you have to wait a year. No. Medicare has different seasons. In this particular season, you can call us and we can find out if you qualify. Are you new to Medicare? Did you move from another state or county? Did you lose voluntary commercial insurance? Do you became new to Medicare and you want to do away with commercial? Do you have Medicaid, any other extra state approved? If you have COPD, diabetes, anyway, long story short, we have so many exceptions. And so Medicare wants Medicare beneficiaries to know that you don't have to be stuck with that plan. If that plan is costing you too much money, the agency that they didn't explain to you very well the plan, you still have an opportunity, because Medicare understands that if it's not working for you, we need to protect their health and their financial budget, Bill.
And that number to call for your free assessment is 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. Get your free appointment with Fernando Suspedes, because there's a lot that you need to be following. Now, last quick topic we want to cover is Medicare can be very confusing, and especially when you're matching some of those Medicaid benefits to it. And there are certain deadlines, there are things you have to do, and if not, you're going to get stuck with a penalty, you're going to get stuck with a fee, and that's unnecessary money coming out of your monthly budget or annual budget. So last quick topic on that, why is it important to talk to you, Fernando Suspedes, that you represent 16 different options to make sure that our listeners are on track with what they're responsible to getting done?
Absolutely. It's due to the fact of lack of education. It's amazing that this program has been around for over 50 years, and folks do not know about a late enrollment period. That's when a person receives Medicare for the first time and then waits beyond the 3 months threshold that the person can enroll. If that happens, Medicare can fine them a 7-month penalty, and we don't know the amount because it's based on how many months he was without Medicare. So the reason we like to connect is just to avoid that, all that hassle. So once again, there's one annoying fee. It's called late enrollment fee, where you forget to activate your Medicare Part B. The other one that was enacted in 2006, which is very, very crucial, is that if you become new to Medicare or if you have Medicare and you forgot to add a Part D for drugs or prescription drug plan, after 63 days of you having Medicare, you're going to penalize, Bill, people are not going to like this, for the rest of your life. Now, it's a small percentage, but that's like an annoying ankle biter that's going to, you're going to have that annoying fee for the rest of your life. So give us a call because we would like to educate you, make sure we connect with you, and avoid this unnecessary fees and penalties because they're going to get you if you don't call as soon as possible because it's going to affect your financial budget.
And again, a lifetime fee, wow. That'll motivate you to call 813-533-3000. Real quickly, we're out of time, but Fernando, what is the age that someone has to, by law, file for Medicare?
Well, it's age 65, but however, they can start doing it at age 64. Once again, if you've worked 10 years and accumulated 40 working hours, it's by age 65. However, the person can win the case by disability, so it's by age 65 or disability.
And so anybody has a question with doing that first filing, they can call you, right?
Absolutely. We can even connect them to a lot of other state agency programs that can help them navigate through it. Absolutely.
All right. Every reason to call Fernando Suspedes right now. Get your free appointment at 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000, or go to their website, ffis.co. That's ffis.co. Fernando Suspedes, you're the best as always. Thank you for how you are serving our community.
You're welcome. My blessings to you, Bill. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. All right. Make sure you check up with Fernando. He has saved so many people a great amount of money. Well, coming up next on my pastor's show, Living Truth, this is part two of a five-part series, Firing Up Your Faith. Firing Up Your Faith next by Dr. Ken Whitten. Well, that'll wrap up today's program. Until tomorrow at 4, good to be with you. God bless and good afternoon.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.